All right, welcome back, Hornet fans. 12 minutes remains in this Midland Empire Conference game between Chillicothe and St. Joe Bishop LeBlanc. Both teams 1-1 in conference play, and LeBlanc right now looking to snap the losing streak that they have had against these Hornets ever since this series began between these two schools back in 1970. They lead it 28-7.
Well, that was the first game. We haven't played them every year since. What is this, eighth, ninth meeting, something
this
like that?
This is the ninth meeting.
We could use some guys from that 70 team out here.
Yeah.
Be nice if we could get a 18-year-old Ardell Johnson and 18-year-old Brent Anderson. And
right now the referees are at the line of scrimmage, and they're talking to both teams. And there was a shaking of hands between some players on both teams there. So the referees apparently thought this game was getting a little out of control and wanted to get things back in order before we start this fourth quarter. McCullough in shotgun formation, second down and six for the Golden Eagles. Handoff goes to Dawkins. He's at the 40, 45, midfield, 45 at Chillicothe, 40, 35, 30, 25, and he goes out of bounds just inside the 20-yard line of Chillicothe. Mason Palmer pushed him out of bounds. A big first down carry there by Austin Dawkins.
How can they be that big of a wide open hole right up the gut? Because that's where he took it and then bounced it outside all the way down to the 20. So that was a 45-yard run.
I thought he was hurt. That's what I thought. He didn't look hurt at all to me, I'll tell you that. 11:48 remains in the game. LeBlanc, just like that, is threatening against the Hornets down at the east end. They have it first and 10 at the 21 of the Hornets. Dawkins gets it again, comes around the right side, crosses the line of scrimmage, lowers his shoulder, and is brought down at the 15-yard line by Cameron Allen.
Allen did a nice job of lowering his shoulder, putting it where it needed to be, and dropping him, but it was 5 yards down the field before he got to Allen.
That Dawkins, when he carries that ball, he wants to punish whoever comes near him and make him pay for whatever tackles they make against him. Second down and five for the Golden Eagles at the 15 of the Hornets. McCullough has two wide receivers to the left, one to the right. McCullough back to pass, looks over the middle for Dillon. He caught it. Dillon with his second touchdown pass of the night. And McCullough now has five touchdown passes on the game, and LeBlanc leads it 34-7 with 10:59 remaining in the game. Dillon with his second touchdown reception, McCullough with his fifth touchdown pass. Romesburg in for the point after. He's perfect so far tonight. His holder's McCullough. Here's the kick. It's up. It's high. And it's no good. It's no good. Things are turning around. 10:59 remains in the game. Chillicothe trails it 34-7. Let's take a 30. You're listening to Hornets football on KCHI. All right, welcome back, Hornet fans. We have 10 minutes, 59 seconds remaining in this Midland Empire Conference game. LeBlanc has scored once again. They lead it 34-7. Chillicothe's going to need to start hustling here to get some more points on the board and get back in this game.
Well, they looked pretty good there for a while in the third quarter. Moving the ball, at least we scored.
Here's McCullough. He's got it teed up at the 40. Here's the kickoff. Spinning like a top, and it's caught by Clampett at the 25. He goes up to the Hornet 30, 35. Up to the 40 goes Clampett. That was Tyler Long on the kickoff return. And the Hornets will have it first and 10 at the Chillicothe 40-yard line. And as I look at the clock, it's almost 9 o'clock, and so I need to make sure Hayden is on his way to brush his teeth and go into bed. He's got school tomorrow.
Hornets first and 10 from their own 40-yard line.
Here come the Hornets. See, even though he goes to bed, Butch, he's got a radio in his room.
There you go.
He's allowed to listen to the game still.
Good for him.
All right, here's Clampett. One wide receiver, that's to the left. He's got two backs in the backfield. One of them comes in motion. out of the backfield. That's Nichols. Pitchback goes to Clampett. Clampett stiff arms the defender, Wigton, and Wigton brings him down from behind after a gain of about four. Be a second down and six for the Hornets at the 44 of Chillicothe. Gannon is still not back into this ball game.
Brings up second and six.
As he went off earlier in the or late in the third quarter with an ankle injury.
Yeah, I think that's just going to plague him all season.
Midget will be wide to the left. Nichols and Palmer split in the backfield. Snap is fumbled by Clampett, and the ball comes loose. It looks like it was recovered by Clampett. Recovered by Clampett, and he gained about 5 yards on that.
He's going to be about a foot shorter of the first down, just shy of the 50. They need to get to the 50 for the first down. So it's going to be a third down and less than one. As we've got 9:39 to go in the game.
Here we go, Butch. We're going to score right here.
All right.
Clampett's got three backs in the backfield. One of those is Palmer. He's in motion to the right. Handoff goes to Cole Nichols. Ball looks like it came loose as Nichols crossed the line. Wigton is signaling that LeBlanc has the fumble. Whiteside comes falling in there. He's now gotten off the pile. There's a Hornet player and a LeBlanc player at the 49, and Midget comes up with the ball.
Plus, they got another first down on that.
Wow.
They got to the 49 of LeBlanc.
Okay, Butch, not that play, but this play is what we're going to score on. We're just toying with them right at the moment.
There you go.
9:19 remains in the game. 34-7 the score. LeBlanc leads it at the moment. Clampett's going to have Palmer wide to the right. Midget and Nichols are split in the backfield. Clampett under center. Now Nichols goes in motion to the right. Fakes the pitch back. Throws over the middle. It is almost intercepted. The intended receiver was Rutledge at the 35 of LeBlanc.
Tyler Palmer's pass is incomplete.
Go ahead, Butch.
That stops the clock with 9 minutes to go. As Chillicothe is trailing LeBlanc by a score of 34-7.
Second down and 10 for the Hornet offense at the LeBlanc 49-yard line. Crowd has gotten larger as the night has gone on. Clampett now under center with three backs in the backfield. Changes the play at the line of scrimmage. Now he takes the snap. Handoff is to Palmer. Palmer hits a wall as he tried to go up the middle. Flag comes in late as Palmer's dropped right at the line of scrimmage. Flag came out of the LeBlanc backfield.
Could have been a face mask. Let's see what the officials tell us.
On the run for the Hornets.
There you go, Butch.
Hey.
You know what you're talking about, buddy.
Well, just the nature of where they threw it from. So, what are we getting here? He marked off 5 yards.
That stops the clock, too, Butch.
See, I didn't know. Is there an incidental face mask in high school? Must be, because that's what it is.
Stops the clock momentarily to set the ball now at the LeBlanc 44-yard line. Clampett has a strong line to the left. Three backs in the backfield. Second and four. Handoff is to Nichols. Nichols is hit right at the line of scrimmage and brought down. A loss of about a yard there by Nichols as the entire LeBlanc defense came storming in.
They were storming in, and they were trying to strip Nichols of the ball right there. They almost got the job done as he loses a yard.
Third down and six for the Hornets at the 45 of LeBlanc. Big play here for Chillicothe.
Third and five for the Hornets.
8:10 remains in this ball game. Mason Palmer is wide to the right. Nichols and Midget are split in the backfield. Clampett goes back to pass, has time, throws over the middle for Palmer. Batted away at the last second by Dillon. Palmer had him beat by about 3 yards down the middle of the field. But Dillon did a great defensive job there of batting the ball away. LeBlanc just has a lot of good athletes. Brooks,
yeah, they
you know?
Do. They really do. And they're playing, they're giving 100% out there tonight, too.
And a lot of these guys are sophomores and juniors.
That's scary.
The only one that really that you call out that's a senior is Dawkins. A lot of these guys are sophomores.
I know. They're really young, and they're getting a lot of experience.
Alperin wide to the right. Midget wide to the left. Fourth and five for the Hornets. Clampett goes back to pass, throws the screen. It's caught. First down picked up and more. The long gets it to the 35, 30, 25, 20-yard line of LeBlanc.
That looked good. Let's do that some more.
I like that.
Yeah.
Tackle made by Court Patrick.
Screen worked really well. He had his blockers out in front of him and picks up big yardage.
That was Tyler Long.
Close to 20 yards on the play as Chillicothe gets down to the 21-yard line of LeBlanc. 7:35 to go in the ball game.
Tyler Long scored the lone touchdown against Maryville 2 weeks ago. Getting some playing time here and showing well. 10 seconds remains on the play clock. Clampett hands off to Long again. He's at the 20, the 15. Stiff arms a defender at the 10 and goes out of bounds. They're going to mark him actually at the 11. Tyler Long all of a sudden shining brightly for this Hornet offense. Dillon pushing Long out of bounds at the 11-yard line. Close to a first down.
I mean, it's right at the first down marker.
Looks like they might be bringing the chains out here, Butch. You care to go two for two here tonight on calls?
Well, I that is strange. The chains are right there in front of them, and they're going to bring them out.
Well, that's what they signaled.
I know.
All right, let's see here. They backed the chains up, actually.
Yeah, that's where they put the chains during play. And they measure it.
They're stretching them out here. Looks like he got it by just the nose of the football. Yes.
First down.
Yes. Yes.
Ball's going to be at the 11-yard line, so they could make a first down. It's not first and goal.
Hornet faithful cheering this Hornet offense on. They're starting to get life here. Still plenty of time remains. Palmer will be flanked tight to the right. Tyler Long and Midget are split in the backfield. Clampett has a strong line to the right. Fake handoff to Long. Back to pass goes Clampett. He's got pressure. He throws it to Alperin. Is it a touchdown? He had it long enough, and then it came out, and they're saying no touchdown. Alperin had it in his hands, and I thought he came down with 2 feet, and then Dillon stripped it as he came from behind, and the ball went rolling out of bounds. Butch, I thought he had possession long enough.
Boy, I don't know, Mark. It's close, but look at the picture here. I don't think he did.
Boy, that ball just floated up in the air for a long time.
He had it. Pulled it. He had it tucked in. No, he didn't. He never did really have control of it.
All right, here we go again. Second down and 10 at the 11 of St. Joe Bishop LeBlanc. Clampett pitches back to Midget. Midget crosses the 10, the 5, looks for the cone in the corner. He's out of bounds right at the 1.
Could have made the first down, though.
I believe he got that.
Yeah, he did. He did. If the it's just past the 1 yard line. It's about the 2 foot line. So they're going to measure again. I don't quite understand why they have to measure it, but as close as it is. Okay, it's first and goal, Chillicothe. 6:59 to go in the game.
34-7, Butch.
Yeah, stranger things have happened.
They have. Here's Clampett with the next play. LeBlanc right now on their heels. There's no time on the play clock. Now they finally put 25 seconds on there and let it start to roll. Down to 20 seconds. Now the Hornets break huddle. Dawkins is set up right over the center defensively. Clampett now under center, three backs in the backfield. Clampett's going to keep it. He got pushed back. Now he's going to run back like he's going to throw, and he's going to be sacked all the way back at the 8-yard line. Now a late flag comes in where Clampett was. Let's see what the call is here. Butch, he tried to go right over the center, and Dawkins just stood the center up and pushed the center and Clampett back, and Clampett just started running back like he was going to pass it, and then just bedlam ensued all over the field there.
Yeah, I'm not sure. I think it's a late hit or personal foul of some kind as they're pointing toward LeBlanc, but let's see what the officials tell us.